Good morning, WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gostina. All the way from Greece, he's back. Our political observer, Alan Shartok. Where exactly were you?
We were in Thessaloniki, which is northern Greece. Roselle picks out a place we go, and we stay there. We stayed there for a week, a full week. You get to know the city. You don't have to drive anywhere. I'm forbidden to drive because, you know, when we've had rented cars and wheels have come off and things like that. And it always seems when you're in a foreign country that people are driving like they're crazy. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Maybe when they come here, they think that about us.
Is it on the same side of the road or not?
No. Greece, same side of the road. Yeah.
Well, so you didn't drive, but you did have some fun, right?
We had a great thing. Alexander the Great's father, Philip, who was also quite a little warrior, or a big warrior, was there and regarded as one of the most important archaeological sites in the world.
Sure.
The gold and the stuff that they've taken out of there is just extraordinary.
Well, now you are back and political news abound. But let's start, and it has politics involved in it, with this major typhoon that has hit the Philippines and another major powerful storm has wrecked lives.
Well, this is a terrible, terrible story. We're not talking about a couple of thousands of people, which is terrible in itself. I mean, think of the tragedies we've gone through and considered them to be, you know, the worst things possible. We're talking about maybe 10,000, maybe more people, leveling of whole towns. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon of our news system that we never pay as much attention to something that happens somewhere else as when it happens here. Mm. But the proportions of this are so great that everybody is sitting up and taking notice. And of course, there will be those, like myself, who believe that, you know, this is just one more in a series, as you indicated, David, of weather events that are going to get worse and worse and worse unless we do something about it. And there will be those who claim it's just cyclical. There's nothing we can do about it. There will be those who say we've wrought this ourselves.
Well, have the Republicans wrought their own internal divisions themselves? Two articles, one in the Times, 2014 GOP challenges stem from within, and another article that appeared earlier in the Times about Chris Christie and conservatives recoiling at his possible presidential run.
Well, look, if the Republicans want to win, then Christie has to be their guy. I've said this all along. Now, the real question is, would they rather be pure to their ideals and to the idea that this should be a completely non-socialistic government. We don't want to help people with health care. We don't want to help people in other ways, in which case they reject Christie. Christie tries to play it on the line, but it's very difficult for him because, you know, when it comes to these issues, it's going to be very tough to get Republicans unless they want the jobs, unless they want the things that you give out, and there are a lot of them. And I think the Democrats would love it if Christie was not acceptable to the rank and file of the Republican Party.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us back from Greece. Good to have you back, Alan.
Thank you very much, David. Now, to decide what to do with all those leftover euros.